The UN World Food Program has said it will cooperate with any independent probe into its food operations in Somalia after a report found that up to half the food aid intended for the nation's hungry people does not reach its destination. The report said food aid in Somalia is being diverted to corrupt contractors, radical Islamic militants, and local UN workers. Bishop Giorgio Bertin is the apostolic administrator for Mogadishu. He told us that although corruption in distribution is unavoidable, the local church is successful in delivering aid to those in need.
There is a part which goes on wrong hands. Unfortunately, it seems unavoidable, this practice. Otherwise, you will not be able really to reach the people in need. In a certain way, there is a kind of gang of organized crime, local warlords, or even Islamists now, who are keeping hostage the Somali people. They will say, well, if you do not pass through us, you will not be able to reach the people in need. And if your money is not able to reach them, that means that they will starve.
Is the church able to help those in need, whether it be food or other services?
Yes, of course, when we are not big organization like, I suppose, WFP, perhaps we have better opportunity to escape this constraint. Of course, but our actions are very, very, very small actions compared to the needs. And it is true that through this way you can escape certainly more than bigger organizations.